Hey everyone, hope you're doing good. This is Tony Francis here, author of Healed Nations Ministries, and this is the prophetic word of the Lord for the month of May 2024. I can't wait to start sharing it with you because, you know, it's always good news, right? You know, when we get words from Holy Spirit, it's always good, and God's people should always expect good news. You know, we are under his wings. We belong to him. You know, his kingdom is ours, and we are citizens of heaven first, right? And foremost. And we thank God for our nations. We pray for our nations. But God is our source. In Christ Jesus, we have a relationship with the God of covenant. And I'm not here to teach you about what covenant means, divine covenant, but like for instance, God promised in his covenant that he cannot but be faithful to it because it is his nature, his word, and he cannot deny himself. You know, he promised to be our healer. He said, I am your healer. I am the Lord, your healer, right? And he is your protector. He is your deliverer. He is your provider. You know, he is the one who judge your enemies. You know, everything in this God of covenant is good. That's why, as God's people, we position ourselves to hear the good news. Even when God wants to warn us, you know, it's good news, right? And he will give us instructions how to navigate tough times, maybe, you know, and all that. But it's always good news. We can always expect good news. You know, if before proceeding and sharing what God gave me for you for May 2024, if you had a bad experience with the prophetic and you are in a place today where you hate receiving prophetic words, you hate even prophetic voices, you should not hate anyone anyway, even though if, you know, they messed up with you or intentionally or not, we should not hate anyone. But I understand, you know, sometimes we get into this impure, unclean, disturbing experience in the prophetic and other. But I'm just targeting here the prophetic. So if you are a person like that today, somebody prophesied fear-based words over you and it messed you, it tormented you, I'm sorry. You know, on their behalf, I'm sorry. You know, we pray conviction over those prophets or prophetic voices. That God would restore them. You know, we don't want to kill the baby with the bathwater, right? Or throw the baby with the bathwater, but we want to redeem everyone. So, but I understand, you know, when you are hurt, you will not consider praying for someone who hurt you. Like, you want to heal first, right? But part of your healing is for forgiveness, and so you should be forgiving those who hurt you. And you know, Jesus said that, you know, you should bless your enemies. And part of those enemies, you know, inside quotes, they are not your enemies, they are your brothers and sisters, but they messed up, you know, and they gave you a bad prophetic word. So bless your enemies anyway, right? Forgive them, release them. And yeah, I don't know, you know, I just got this spontaneously. It was not in my program here to say those words, but I believe someone is listening and, you know, God wants to deliver you from this encounter, from this experience, and cleanse you from the residues of it. And you should go back to love the prophetic, because the prophetic is biblical and the prophetic is just releasing God's heart for you and for me. And it is so powerful. You know, there is so much war on the prophetic. You know why? Because the first thing that was released in the earth when Holy Spirit came on the apostles in the book of Acts in Pentecost, and we're heading to Pentecost in May 19th. And so if position yourself for this day for a refreshment, and if you are not yet Spirit-filled, it's your day. You know, I mean, you can now receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but if you want to wait to make it special for May 19th, because it is the day of Pentecost, first fruit, yeah, go for it. Start praying for now and hungering for the Holy Spirit, okay? But anyway, I was telling you that in the book of Acts, when Holy Spirit fell for the first time on the apostles and birthed the church, they prophesied. So the prophetic spirit comes with the Holy Spirit, and we should not hate the prophetic spirit because it is the Holy Spirit. So never hate the prophetic itself, because you are putting yourself in enmity with God, who is for you and He wants to bless you. Cleanse yourself from a bad experience in the prophetic. Yes, this you should do. And know that no one is perfect, and things will pop up, you know, from time to time. But also learn that it is your responsibility to weigh prophetic words. The Bible, He commands us to prophesy, but also He commands you and me, when we are receiving a prophetic word, to weigh the word, to discern the spirits. So, you know, yes, you're hating maybe this prophetic voice or this prophet because they hurt you, but actually it's not all on them. And I'm being truthful here. You know, you didn't do your job. You were not responsible, and you didn't take what you have received as a prophetic word and put it before the Lord and prayed over it and checked if it aligns with the Bible. So, yeah. Forgive them and forgive yourself, because, you know, it's time to move on and align with what God loves and hate what God hates. Okay, so God loves the prophetic. Yeah, so, yeah, it was not on my heart to say this, but it feels so right to say it. And I feel like someone, or maybe more than one, because in the church I know, you know, many, you know, they went through a bad experience in the prophetic. So it's like I'm not just talking to people here, but also I'm sending the cleansing word of the Lord, you know, for the prophetic in the atmospheres, in the spirit realm. So God wants to cleanse the atmospheres, because Pentecost is coming, and God wants to birth a refreshment in, you know, in the spirit of prophecy, or, you know, He wants to level you up in the spirit of prophecy. And so that's why maybe He is, you know, saying all this right now, to cleanse you, to remove bitterness, wrong doctrines, you know, bad experience that twisted a biblical experience. So I love that this word is penetrating not just your heart and your mind, and you're being renewed right now and repositioned, realigned, refired, but also I'm feeling that this prophetic word is, you know, penetrating the spirit realm. It is hovering over the church of Jesus in this month. Whoa. Woo. And it's like bringing a cleansing and defeating the foes and the enemies of the prophetic. Yeah, and I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying, because it's time for the Elijahs to rise up. Wow. God is preparing an army of prophets, and you are among them. I see you. God is preparing an army of prophets. Wow. Wow. What a word. Thank you, Lord. And yeah, so this is what I feel God is saying for May 2024. And, You know, when I got this word for you for May 2024, I forgot that Pentecost is in May. So it's not that, oh, because it's Pentecost, May 19th, that this word should be about the prophetic. No, it didn't work like that, actually. Because now I am aware that, oh, wow, it makes sense. It aligns with this season, you know? Like, it aligns with a biblical calendar, you know, biblical feast that's coming, you know? Wow, I love it. You know, God really honors his calendar. Hallelujah. Wow, I'm so excited for the church in May because God is cleansing the church, his people, you know, from bad experience in the prophetic. And he is, you know, getting us ready to be among an army of prophets. Wow. Say amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes. In Jesus' name. You know, this is the word of the Lord for May 2024, and I love it. I love it. I myself will position for this because I want to level up in the prophetic. And I want to tell you one practical thing that goes with this prophetic word here. When the Lord reveals his will, what he's doing in a timeline or in a season, you know, it's not for the fun or for entertainment sake. It is to help us plan and partner with him to make this word come to pass. So now that you heard that May 2024, this month that is upon us, God is doing this, and you received the word, but now you should be practical about it. You know, Elijah, he heard that it's time for rain right now, and so he took this word he received in his spirit man, and he went up to the mountain of intercession and birthed this, you know. And, you know, even I love this verse. It says, in the time of rain, ask for rain. You know, it's in the Bible, this word, this verse. Because God wants you to know if it's the time for rain right now. And if it is the time for rain, ask for rain. Why? Because he will give it to you. So May 2024, it's the time for an outpouring of the spirit of prophecy on the church, because God is raising up the Elijahs, a prophetic army for him, for his glory. So this is the word. This is what he is intending to do and to release. But go with this word in your prayer. Tell the Lord, don't pass by me. I want to have my share. And sow this word into others as well. It will come back multiplied to you when you sow into others. So, yeah, and like pray for this word. Pray for yourself, your family, your church, that the Lord will make this happen and will establish this prophetic word in May 2024. And, you know, start reading about the prophetic. Get books. I have a book, by the way. It's called A Real Prophet. You can get it on my website. And it's, you know, digital, but also it is available on Amazon and other places if you like paperback. And, you know, I love this book/ebook. You know, it's not big. I think it's 50 pages or something, but, you know, it is, it's helpful for you to learn about the importance of the prophetic. It will ignite you. So if you feel led to get this resource, you can do that. And by the way, you can get it for free with all my ebooks as well, for free. and all my videos, Zoom classes, 10 plus hour videos for free if you get the partner's deal that contains mainly a new video course called As You Go Up, Glory Comes Down. So you will get this video course, 1 hour video course, plus all my past videos for free, my ebooks for free. So it's a good package for you. And yeah, I'm a giver. I love blessing God's people. So you can go to the website and check about this deal. Yeah, so yeah, you can get my own materials and maybe you can get others. Just stir yourself in this, since you know that it's time for rain. It's time for the prophetic. It's time for you to become an army, a soldier in the prophetic. And you cannot be a soldier in the prophetic if you are still hanging to past experiences, hurt, bitterness, wrong doctrine about that. You need to clear this away and get biblical afresh in this and get the mind of Christ on this blessing. Okay? And, you know, 1 Corinthians 14, you know, Paul said, I want all of you to prophesy, so I don't believe it is optional, you know, because the Holy Spirit is a talking spirit. And you need to learn that. And I do mentor people in the prophetic. So if you feel that you want to, you know, join us in my avenues, I have a WhatsApp group where we do daily creative activations in the prophetic and get feedback from each other. It's so fun, so crazy, so wild. So if you want to learn about that also, you can join for free my Facebook group as well. Yeah, so I pray this word blesses you. It could be also a confirmation for you. Let me know in the comments your feedback on this. Maybe you're hearing other prophets also talking about the same thing. Yeah, and let me know your revelation as well around that, your experience. If you need a prayer, you know, for that, yeah, just interact with us and we will keep you in our prayers. So God bless you. And if you feel donating to the ministry this month, beginning of this month, or anytime, we will appreciate it greatly. And by the way, you are sowing in a prophetic ministry because I'm seasoned in the prophetic. This is my ministry, you know, the prophetic anointing, the prophetic teaching, the prophetic mentoring, and all that. So, you know, you will get, you know, an impartation that is relevant to the ground you are sowing in. Woo! All right. So even with your seed, you can invest for yourself, you know, and receive the blessing of this. You're not buying this, of course, but you're sowing into a ground that is cultivated in the prophetic. So you are attaching your seed and yourself with a ground that is prophetic. So I hope I'm making sense to you, okay? So God bless you, and I'm so happy and privileged to deliver the word of the Lord to you for May 2024.